Sweet Comfort by Wendy Catherine Boughton. My first week at college was difficult. I had never been away from home before, and now I was living in a different state. I was away from family, friends, and everything familiar to me. To make matters worse, my new roommate had yet to arrive. I was lonely, very lonely. I missed my family a lot. Most of all, I miss my mother's hugs. Each day before I went to school, and each day as I returned home, my mother embraced me. Her hugs reassured me of her love, made me feel safe, and reduced all the stresses I had felt during the day. I would then talk with her about all that had happened. She was always there to listen to me and help me feel better. Now, when I came home from school, all I found was an empty apartment. I would sit on the edge of my bed and cry because I felt so alone. I longed for her hugs. The only thing I felt I could do was pray. I knelt and explained to my Heavenly Father how I felt. I talked with Him, as I had with my mother, and told Him of all the events in my day, of the new and exciting things, the stresses I felt, and the worries I had. I then told my Heavenly Father I desperately needed a hug. I felt the warmth of His Spirit flow through me, and although I could not see His arms, I knew they encircled me. I felt as though my mother had just hugged me. All the fear and loneliness was washed away, and I felt loved. The scripture from 2 Nephi chapter 1, verse 15 came into my mind. I have beheld His glory, and I am encircled about eternally in the arms of His love. After that day, whenever I feel lonely or need someone to talk to, I talk to my Heavenly Father. I gained a testimony of the power of prayer and the reality of the knowledge that my Heavenly Father really listens. I know I am never alone. No matter what my needs are, my Father in heaven will help me. End of article, Sweet Comfort by Wendy Catherine Boughton. Progress.